Okay, we'll start out. Tonight was a good test for us, coming in and playing against a team that's a playoff team, a very good football team. We did not do the things that we had been doing well, and that speaks to us needing to be more consistent. Some of the things that we had been doing well in the first couple of games and being efficient and avoiding some of the self-inflicted negatives hurt us in the first half. We had a turnover. We had some penalties and a few mental mistakes in some critical situations that hurt us or hurt our drive opportunities and also extended some drives as well for Indianapolis. Give them a lot of credit. They played very well. They were sharp, have an outstanding quarterback in Andrew Luck, and showed a lot of things that he can do. We weren't as efficient on third down as what we had been and how we'd like to be. When you're playing a good football team, you just can't make those kind of mistakes or they'll capitalize. That's a lesson that we need to learn. We can learn a lot of things from this game. We'll get back and watch the tape and make the corrections and move on. We'll take questions. Yeah, they played very well on defense, and by the same token, like I said, against good football teams and playoff caliber teams, you just can't make the mistakes. You have to be on all the time.
Do you just take this as part of the process, or is there a concern out there how the number one offense looks?
Well, you always want to look well, you look good. You always want to win and play well. It's, I think, the things that I saw out there, at least until we get into tape, they're correctable. And I think with a young team and a group that we have, those guys will see that and we'll point those things out and we'll keep working in the direction we need to go. I thought he looked good. He got the ball early. We wanted to get him the ball a few times there early, especially. I think he's playing physical. I think he's playing fast. And I think, I'm looking forward to seeing him as we get into the regular season.
What about Brandon? How do you do, and were there enough open guys for him to find?
Yeah, I thought they did a good job covering us. I think there were some opportunities that we had. Sometimes it might have been protection. It might have been the coverage. We'll just have to see. Go back and watch the tape and make the corrections off of that. I think there were a few times he was. I thought other times he had good protection.
Did you think early on he threw a lot of really short passes? Was that by design?
He was just working through his progressions, and we'll look at the tape on it. He was getting to the checkdowns, which is a good thing if he didn't have anything down the field.
You finally got a chance to see the 2-minute drill, and it's 3-and-out.
Yeah. No, I'd like to see those situations, us do better in those situations, and we're going to need to. And as the season comes around, it's something we've worked hard at in practice. And again, we'll just have to see, what happened during that, and work to move forward.
On the other side of the ball, it looked like they had some receivers running open pretty consistently. Some communication issues?
There were a few. I think that. I tell you, Reggie Wayne, every time you look out there, he was making a play, and he's a timeless guy. I talked to him before the game. I've known Reggie for a long time, and he did a nice job, and seemed like he made when there was a big play to make, he was able to make the big plays tonight.
Pretty good play by Gibson, though, just the reaction and the hands and everything on the interception.
Great play. That was a big play down there in that situation, and I think that. We settled in defensively and played a lot better as the game went on. I think that, that's something to build on, that we can build on.
First look you had at your safety tandem on the first team defense, what do you think out of the way they were communicating tonight?
Yeah, I think the communication was good for the most part. We'll just, again, have to go back and look at the tape and see. But, they were talking on the sidelines, felt like – they had things under control. That doesn't mean it was perfect by any means. And we have to improve overall. But it was good seeing those guys get a chance to work together and develop that chemistry on the field.
Did you think you got any resolution to your kicking issues tonight?
We really just those two guys played. you know, Spencer had after I think his first two weren't as good. He really kicked and punted really well, and our coverage was good. We had some breakdowns in our kickoff coverage, and so we'll have to improve that as well. But we'll look at it and see where we go from here with where we're at with the kicking situation. I do. There's really not anything major. I'll give a better one tomorrow. Jason Campbell's all right if that's what you're asking. He's fine.
After the first two, you know, really promising performances by Brandon, are you discouraged by this performance?
No, not at all. Until you put the tape on and look at it and, you know, see, I've said all along, you know, we want to see how guys respond, how they respond to different situations and to the coaching and learning experiences that we'll have along the way. And this is part of the process. Again, what we're looking for and how I feel is that we're trending upward. And, you know, when you get a chance to play against a team like this, you get an assessment of where you're at. And, you know, and I think that on the road and all the things that we had talked about going into the game, those are all the challenges that you have. And it was good for our guys to experience this now at this point. And it'll help us in the long run if we make sure we approach it the right way and learn from it.